I'm so excited you're joining me for Glorious Living. Let's get ready to study God's Word together and discover how to establish a firm foundation in Christ. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy DuPlana. So it's always a blessing for me to welcome you into Studio C. And we always have great time here in the studio. But today we're going to study the Word of God and have Chrissy with me.
Yes, ma'am. And study time with you, Pastor Kathy. It's always fun, filled with revelation, yeah. And to be joined with a worldwide audience. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, and we go deep.
We do. We go deep. So get your snorkel and stuff ready. We're ready to dive in. We are.
Yeah, we start as a basis, maybe something that's been in a book of mine or a magazine article. But we go beyond that. But you can always study along with us by using those tools.
Yes.
Maybe you're receive our magazine. You may have it there with you, or maybe you could just follow along with this. Also, my book.
This
is
great.
What we're going to study today is a chapter from my book.
Yes, ma'am.
Your Design for Glorious Living.
Yes, which goes along so beautifully with the program. We launched this right when around the time we launched the program,
right.
Glorious Living. And I love that word glorious. I know you talk about it often, about how God led you to that word and how it bursts with so much divine revelation in your spirit. Like, we are designed to have a glorious life in Jesus. Not many people think that's possible.
Oh, it totally is possible. In fact, I often say John 10, verse 10, how Jesus said, I came to that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
That is a glorious life. It's the high, you know, he came so that we can have that life, not just in heaven, because a lot of people think Jesus came and so it's just like fire insurance.
Yeah, exactly.
So they escape hell.
Oh, goodness. That's so funny and so true.
You never heard that before?
No, that's good, Miss Kathy.
But it's meant so we can have a great life here and show the world that you can live an overcoming life through Jesus Christ, that you can have your needs met, that your body can be healed, that you can have
Amen.
Your relationships restored. There's actually nothing that's ever impossible when we put Jesus first in our life.
It's so good. And people are realizing that all over the world. I have an awesome, glorious story I want to share. It says, I love your explanations and stories of your lives and how Almighty God changed Brother Jesse. Now he is blessed and is blessing to everyone who he encounters. Thank you for your teaching. So that's what it's all about. He was blessed. He obeyed the voice of God. You prayed for him. He got saved. And then now he's such a blessing to other people, you and him, for over 50 years.
Wow, yeah, 50 years. It's wonderful to think about all that God has done over the years, mm-hmm. the many lives that have been reached and been changed because of the gospel that transformed our life. But, you know, everybody has their own testimony.
That's
you
right.
have your testimony.
Oh, yeah.
You that are watching, I'm sure you have a testimony. And it's just important that we share our testimony of what God has done mm-hmm. in our life. And every time we do, we give glory to him.
We sure do.
We don't live in the realm of possible. We live in the realm of impossible.
That's
because
right.
we serve a God that is unlimited.
Ooh, I can tell this is going to be a great program already. It's just beginning, and I can feel the presence of God here igniting hearts, and really studying the Word is so important, and that's why I love that we do this on this program.
Yeah, and I'm so thankful that all of our partners help us to do this. You know, when we established the ministry, first message Jesse preached 50 years ago in that first January, the Sunday in January, and it was impacted by, you know, someone believing in us, yeah. standing behind us, and over the years, people have stood with us. They become partners. Mm-hmm. Some have been with us for many, many years,
that's
almost
right.
from the beginning. Others are new partners, but we appreciate everyone that's helped us to get where we are today and how that's going to continue to stand with us to move toward the future that God has for us.
I
so
love it.
We're thankful for all our partners. You know, and if you are a partner, thank you. I just want to say a personal thank you from my heart on the behalf of me and Jesse and the whole team here. Together, we're reaching people and changing lives
one soul at a time.
You know,
it's the best.
It's so good. And, you know, if you're not a partner, you can become one. It's a very easy thing. It's not a certain amount that you give, but it's as you're led by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Some people give monthly, some people give weekly, mm-hmm. some people give once a year or just a one-time gift. But all of it coming together helps us to do what God calls us
that's
to do.
So true.
If you want to become a partner, you can do that by using all the information that's on the screen. Just know that when we receive your donation, we pray over it and we expect God to bring you a harvest back. So not only do you help us to continue doing what we're
yes.
doing, you have the promise that God will return it to you because he wants to give you a return that's of your harvest on your seed or actually
Amen.
A reap a harvest that is 30, 60, and 100 fold. Why not go for the 100
fold? Why not go for the 100? Go for the 100. I'm telling you, it changed my life. I'm a partner of JDM, and I love being involved with this beautiful ministry because it teaches you how to establish a firm foundation in
yeah,
Jesus.
And that's so true. No matter what you're believing for in God, you need a foundation. If what you're believing for is salvation, I remember looking through scriptures in my early years, looking for those scriptures about salvation for my family, because I was believing for that. And I needed a firm foundation, because you said, what do you believe? What are you standing on? I'm standing on the Word. Well, what does the Word say about that?
That's
you
right.
need to be able to say it for yourself and realize that when you put a firm foundation, you're going to build something.
I love that. Going to build something. We build a lot of things here at JDM. We have really awesome projects, and it's so true. We do it well. We do it with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and you've always done that, Pastor Kathy. You and Brother Jesse always put Jesus first in everything that you've done.
Amen. Well, that's the only way to live.
That's
We're
right.
going to, title of our study today, in case you missed it, is called Establish a Firm Foundation. It is featured in our June issue of our magazine. It's an article that I wrote, and it's also in the book, like we said earlier. But we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
Amen.
You know, learning the importance of establishing a firm foundation was an important truth that I learned 50 years ago when our ministry first began. And when I walk around our awesome international headquarters here in the New Orleans area, I'm often reminded of our first office in our small two-bedroom yellow house where our ministry began. And it consisted of an old borrowed typewriter that was stored under our bed and came out of hiding during the noon nap time of the eight children that I cared for in our home from 7:30 to 5:30, 5 days a week. You know, it was such an amazing thing when I think about how that all began, Chrissy. You know, it's wonderful. There were small beginnings, but I didn't even own the typewriter, borrowed it from my brother-in-law.
Hey, it'll do, right?
Yeah, but it was cool because I could put a different cartridge in if I was typing up labels for the cassette tapes, which we had in the beginning years. And so the labels were a blue foil. You didn't have a lot of choices back then.
Oh,
you picked
gosh.
Two or three colors. And so I said, oh, blue foil. So they had blue type ribbon. So I would put the cartridge of that ribbon. I think it was a Brother typewriter.
Come on.
I'd put the blue in there. So I'd type up the titles of the sermons that Jesse was preaching. Because everywhere he went, people wanted a copy of his messages. And so it was starting to grow. And that was the beginning of continuing to share the messages at the meetings.
I love that, but the dedication it takes, I think about watching eight children, and then after that, I mean, I'm sure you must have been like, wow, eight kids watching them and then saying, okay, ministry-minded business now. And then it was time to get with the ministry.
Yeah, you know, it really, I don't remember it as being a chore. I mean, there was a time where I said, look, I can't do it all. I can't do the ministry and this too, but I did. When I was in high school, I wanted to be an elementary school teacher. So that was the closest I got to teaching little children. But I remember them coming to the house and I would teach them the Word of God. We'd sing Bible songs.
I love that.
It was always a blessing to be able to pray with them and influence families.
Yes,
so
ma'am,
I didn't see
right.
it as a hardship. But God did that. He brought us together, and we had, my daughter, Jody, she had to share her room. She would say things like, the kids are in my room again. Get them out of here.
She'd tell me that.
But she never had. Yeah, she told you.
She tells me that often, how she was like, get these snotty kids out of my room. She would just be like, this is way too much in my space, you know.
She did. You know, she's an only child, but I thought she'd like having the kids around. But after a while, she didn't
like they got to go home. I mean, they can stay a little bit, but
think
time
about our little two-bedroom house. That's where they took their nap was in her bedroom, where they had their TV time was in the living room. And then I had the kitchen, which was so tiny. That's where they had their lunches. And
was this Halia Street?
Halia Street in Houma, Louisiana.
Yeah.
We did a Hanging with Jesse segment many years ago. I don't know if those are still on the app.
You can find
but it was
out,
a
yeah.
wonderful thing to be able to share where our early beginnings.
Yes, wow.
50 years ago. But, you know, even when we started out in the beginning and Jesse started traveling, he didn't really have anybody to help him on the road in those early years, so he did it all.
That's
you
right.
know, he loaded our car with products. He drove to the church. He sold the tapes before the meeting. And he sang and he played the piano. He did a lot of singing back in those days.
He did.
And then he went to the back and he duplicated those tapes, you know, and some of those were with a blank label so he would write into it. But later on when I would introduce a product, that's when I would type them up.
I love it because it was just, you know, you were called, Brother Jesse was called and you were called and you did whatever it took to get that foundation firm so that you can build what we're walking in now, which is
right,
so amazing.
Right.
It took that hard work and dedication and obedience from God to see this and the blessings that have come out of it.
It is true, and it's amazing when I think about all that we were able to do with just the two of us.
That's right.
Especially now when I look how God's blessed us with our wonderful staff like you and different ones that work behind the scenes that y'all don't know. They're just such an amazing team of people. But in those early days, it really never seemed like a hard thing. We just had to trust God every step of the way.
Amen.
You know, when you're totally submitted to God's will for your life, He gives you a grace to do what He calls you to do, no matter how difficult or how impossible things seem.
Now, how impossible it might seem, and that might be you. You might be walking in something right now, and you think it's so impossible. Lord, what am I going to do? Where are you going to lead me and guide me? Well, you're watching this program. You're going to get uplifted. You're going to be anchored in the Word of God so that you can know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, like Brother Jesse often says,
which is
so good, because we need that reinforcement. We need the Word. We need to keep using our faith voice,
especially
in times of uncertainty where you really don't know where to go, so that you can have that firm foundation in Jesus.
I know, and it's so true. And I believe right now, reinforcements are being given to the foundation that you have, because you start, of course, with Jesus, but He brings His Word into your life and gives you promises that helps you to stand firm.
Amen.
We're going to read a scripture. Chrissy's going to read this scripture for the basis for this teaching today, which is in Ephesians chapter 2. Chrissy.
That is my real name, though. Christine. That's my sophisticated version. I love it.
Begin reading in verse 19. And this is the King James Version.
Love this. It says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." That is so powerful.
That's
I love
good.
It so much, and how it says that we're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens.
Yeah.
I love that, that no matter who you are, you're a fellow citizen.
You're right, and we have a great heritage. If
yes.
we look back, it says we're built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
I love that.
And so we're built together. We're not meant to be isolated little towers separated. God wants to bring us together to work, and because we are actually built together in Him.
Amen.
And this is the promise that we have, that we can have a firm foundation and realize, but it starts with realizing who you are.
Amen.
And where your foundation comes from. You're not doing it in your own strength. You don't have to build your own house.
Amen.
He's the builder.
Oh, I love it. He's the master builder.
The master builder.
I love that, one of the names of Jesus. And just to think about that chief cornerstone, how without that cornerstone, everything crumbles.
Oh, that's so
how
true.
We need Him. We need Him in every moment of our lives. And He's interested in every little detail.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people think, I'm not going to burden God with that. Or I should pray about this or that. But the Lord cares about everything in your life and wants that close relationship with you.
Mm-hmm. And then when the storms of life come, you know that you're going to stand, because your life is not built on your own strength or your own righteousness. It's built upon Jesus
Christ. It's built upon Jesus.
Yeah.
I love this. It's so good.
I love it. I hope you're enjoying our study today.
Indeed.
We're going to turn next to Proverbs chapter 24. You know, I never forget putting the Word of God to work for a larger home for my family. The year was 1980, and I'd had enough of that crowded two-bedroom yellow house with no storage space. Remember that closet for both Jesse and I?
Oh, no.
I guarantee you, it was maybe 3 foot wide. The door was 2 foot, but it was a little bit more on each side. Just one little hanging closet.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. We're overflowing as it is. I mean, we have to get out of here, yeah.
And
I
didn't have a whole lot of clothes, not like we have today. You know, with TV, you got to have so many different things. Things to wear, and you know, everybody's got more than one of everything,
exactly.
It seems like, but we're just so blessed. But those days was so amazing, but I was determined that Jesse was going to have his own space to prepare his sermons, because when he would come home from the road and had that little two-bedroom house, the kids were everywhere. He had nowhere to go.
Oh,
you know,
Brother
he just
Jesse.
Had to study on the road.
I was about to say, in the car with those kids, that's impossible to focus. But you believed. You knew that this was a next level, and a next level blessing was coming.
It was
with
a faith project. And you know, everybody has to have a faith project. And this theme of our year this year is use your faith
Amen.
Voice. So you use your faith voice for that faith project.
Amen.
But it's not just a voice that says things that maybe are in your head. It's words that you've found in the Word of God that you speak and declare, mm-hmm. and basically agreeing with the promises God has already given you, and you're putting voice to it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I found the Word of God. I adopted the phrase, a woman's got to do what a woman's
when
going
I
to do.
When I read that, I said, I love that. I think that's just going to become a motto. Every
that's
time I think
I
can't do something, a woman's got to do
that's
what a woman's got to do.
I learned it from my sister Deborah. She would say that. It was a fun statement, and I really do. So I launched my battle plan.
Mm-hmm.
The first step was to establish my house on the rock, a word foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So I searched the word for scriptures that I could stand on from my miracle. And my favorite scripture that I discovered during that time was Proverbs.
Amen.
So Christy, why don't you read that today for us?
Yes, I love it. Proverbs 24, verses 3-4. Through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built. And by understanding it is established on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Well, I think that is one of my favorites now, too.
It's a great, great scripture. And
yes.
This is the Amplified Classic version of it. But no matter what you're building in life, whether it's a house, which I was doing at the time, I needed a physical house. And there are times when you need that. God wants us to have shelter. But Jesus said, I think it was in Matthew chapter 6, he says, take no thought saying, what am I going to wear, where am I going to live, what am I going to eat? But so he takes care of that. So he says, take no thought for that. But because he says that if you put God first, he'll give you all these things. So these things are important. These things we need to exist in this life.
That's right.
But through skillful and godly wisdom, you're going to build that house. You're going to build that home. You're going to build that family. And it says by understanding, you're going to fill every chamber.
I have that
scripture on a pillow in my house today. And when I started believing for that scripture, I had nothing nice in my house. Mm-hmm. I had really minimal furniture.
Yeah.
We had end tables where we didn't have an end table. Jesse had just done his first gospel album, and they shipped them all to the house. I had no place else to put them but on each side of my couch. So I stacked them up, and I put a little cloth over it.
Hey, that's resourceful.
That was my end table.
Hey, some may say that's a little cool. I mean, think about it.
Oh, it was very cool.
Back in those days,
they did like spools from cabling, and people were doing that kind of thing in the 70s. And then, but I remember when the albums would sell, my table would get lower and lower.
To get the coffee.
Which was okay. By that time, I had a little money for the sale of the albums to actually get a decent coffee table.
I love it.
I remember we were believing God to be debt-free in those early days, too. And when we bought that set of table, we got the coffee table and the two end tables. Mm-hmm. And I remember people would come to the house, and we had a little debt on the house at the time. It was a small amount. Our house note was like $104 and something cents. And it was a little small house, but we were paying a note on that. But when people would come to the house, he says, I want to show you a debt-free coffee table.
I love this story.
You have to start somewhere. And so we'd point it out, and we'd celebrate the fact that at least something in our house didn't have a debt.
I love it so much. It's the blessings of God. And, it took determination and obedience on your part, on Brother Jesse's part, to be wise, to be good stewards, and then to believe. I love that you went to that scripture. You went straight to the Word of God and said, hey, listen, I'm believing for something. I'm going to go to the source.
Yeah.
And how many times people want to go somewhere else, or they want to seek advice from other people, which isn't always bad, but to go first to God's Word, to find something you can stand on, a firm foundational scripture, it's exciting for me.
I love it.
I'm going to put this everywhere.
Amen. And that verse in Proverbs 24 really ignited a fire in my bones. I found a blank sheet of paper, and I began to draw a house plan with all the rooms that I needed, for my family, and I taped it to the door of my refrigerator and my tiny kitchen. And I had more than enough space for all the things that I wanted. I wanted to put all the things that I needed in my house. Mm-hmm. I wanted a private study for Jesse, 2 bedrooms, and then I wanted a guest room.
Yes.
And then God gave me, and I wanted a 2-car garage because I was tired of bringing the groceries in from the rain.
Yeah, exactly.
And
right.
So I put the things that I wanted, and then I put subject to change by the master builder because I just felt like I wanted to start somewhere, but I didn't want to limit God. And I remember he brought something to us that was above what we could ever ask or think. It was one of those Ephesians 3:20 things. And it had a screened-in patio, which at the time I didn't realize, when Jesse's mother passed away. In fact, I was sharing this at church on a Wednesday night recently, how Jesse's mother passed away, and his dad seemed so lost, so we brought him into our house. Wow. So that guest room was there for him to live in that room. And one of his favorite places in the house was that screened-in patio.
I love that.
He would go and sit there in the morning, and from my bedroom, it was right next to my bedroom, so I could hear him crying in the morning because he was still missing Jesse's mom, his wife, and it was a precious moment that we had that space.
Of course.
God thought of that before. I didn't even realize I needed that. And I really didn't need it, but it was something that God looked ahead that would bless Jesse's dad.
I absolutely love that because he knows the desires of our hearts, and he plants those seeds into us for purposes and plans that we can't even really fathom. So when you said subject to change by the master builder with an expectation that he was going to go over and above, that gave God, it was like, all right, it took the limits off, and you started believing leaving, and look how it blessed Boss's daddy, how it blessed your family. It
and
brought
it's a great
peace.
Memory. It's yeah. a great memory of thinking about that. But Philippians chapter 4, 19 was also one of my favorite scriptures that I wrote on that house plan.
So
and I was giving God to do one of his too much things, and that's just what he did.
Amen.
So Chrissy now is going to read us Philippians 4, 19. This may be a verse that's familiar to a lot of you.
Yes.
Some of you that are new, maybe this is, you're going to hear it, but this is one that you could, that will anchor your heart.
Amen. It sure will. It says, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." And that's a foundational scripture that this ministry often teaches.
Mm-hmm.
All need. And Brother Jesse says, how many need? How many need? And he makes you repeat it because
yes.
it's so important to hear your voice saying
yeah.
all.
All.
What does that mean to you? Is that your family? Is that financial restoration? Is that a healing in your body? Whatever, a house, a plan that you're drawing out as we speak right now, whatever it is, a book, whatever your desire is, God put that in you. He wants to establish that firm foundation so that you can walk it out and see that manifestation come to pass.
Yeah, and it's according to his riches and
yes.
glory, not according to your ability, not according to your mom and daddy's ability. Maybe you're born into wealth. Maybe you're born into poverty. Maybe you have a bad history. Maybe you don't even have a good job. But God says he wants to supply all your needs
mm-hmm.
according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And there's no limit with him. In fact, he's the one who taught us to give. He says, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom."
Yes.
He says, with the same measure that you meet, it's going to be given back to you. He's showing you the principle of sowing and reaping.
Amen.
Which was something that was established in the book of Genesis, and it continues onto
today. It continues today. And I love that reminder that when you put in the hard work when you pray, when you have that relationship with Jesus, when you desire that closeness with him, those blessings will overflow in your life. You'll be able to see it, not just in material things, but spiritually. You'll begin to have those fruits of the Spirit manifest in your life and see breakthrough. And that's why we teach this at this ministry. That's why these Bible studies and things that we do are so important to let people know that it is possible to have peace, to walk in love, even when unlovely things are happening. It's glorious living, and it's for you. Amen.
Yeah.
I love
so,
this.
So, you know, the whole thing about putting that floor plan out and putting scriptures, you can do that in your own life. Mm-hmm. My friend, Terry Saville Foy, mm-hmm. she adopted something called making a vision board.
Yes, that's right.
It's very similar, and I did it way back there in the 70s.
It is, yeah.
And so you put, this was my vision board for my house, and it came to pass. So whatever it is that you're believing God for, if it's salvation for your family, maybe you can draw a little picture of all your little family members. If you're a poor artist like me, they may look like stick figures, but you can put their name under it.
You can put a little name tag on them.
Yeah, because I remember praying that for my family. I said, one day we'll be standing side by side for the gospel, and we'll be together in heaven one day. And so you want everybody in your household, in your family, to know God. So whatever it is you're believing God for, maybe that's your pleasure. Maybe your vision, maybe you're already in a nice house, but you
yes.
need your family to be born again. Maybe you're already in a nice house, maybe your family's born again, but you need healing for your body.
Mm-hmm.
You can put scriptures around there on wherever it is that you pass by quite a bit. If it's in your dressing area where you put your makeup on or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of times people have things on their digital device, but it's good to have them other places.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a vision to lose weight, put that on your fridge. Make sure you open that
oh, yeah.
fridge. You know?
Maybe get a vision of your skinny self.
Yeah. Edit your photo on a...
That reminds me of a story. Jesse, was hilarious. He's such a character.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this. But I remember when I first met him, he was a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loved to work out. And he wanted to always impress me, but I was never impressed, which frustrated him. But he would work out, and he'd come to my house when we were dating, all pumped up and wanting me to say, "Wow, Jesse," but I never noticed it. But anyway, I remember he would do that, and he took a picture of himself, and he had this picture that he loved. It was a little tiny, I think it was a little 3x4, whatever, a little small photo. And I didn't have photos out everywhere. I didn't have an album in those early days. But that was one he took before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of him next to a swimming pool. And and he's actually posing, and he's in one of those little Speedos. Don't get a visual. Anyway.
Should we put it on the screen? No, just joking.
He would love it. But it's in a white bathing suit. I said, you could at least wear a black bathing suit. It looks like you're in your underwear. But anyway, when people would come over to the house, he had put on a load of weight at that time. I remember the story was so funny because he would say, he would tell them, you know, I used to be a bodybuilder. Really, it's true, Kathy, where's that picture?
Oh, my goodness.
So I'd have to go hunt through the box, bring them that little bitty picture, and show it to them. So one day, Jody and I got the idea that we would blow it up. Uh-huh. And we put it up until like it was 11 by 14 size, and we framed it and we gave it to him.
best present he could have ever asked for.
Oh, he loved it. He says, we're going to hang it up. So I hung it up. I put it right by by the scale.
Oh, hey, what motivation.
It was a total motivation. So it was like a vision board for him. But he still, we have it in the workout room. So it reminds him of what was. And what could be,
I
guess.
Oh, I love it so much. It's so funny, but it is actually goes so beautiful with this. Uh-huh. Because when you put that vision out there, when you look at it, when you meditate on it, when you actually even remember, maybe there was a time in your life where you were thriving in the Word of God and you were studying and you were going to church and your family was doing just fine, and then the circumstances of life happened and that foundation started to sink because of the circumstances of life, or maybe you just weren't in a place where you felt like you were in the right scenario to keep up with the Word. But that can change today. You can establish that firm foundation. You can begin walking in spirit and in truth today. It doesn't have to be sinking sand.
That's right. And we didn't get a chance to get into everything, but you can read the full study in our magazine, which you can get if you already may have a printed one, but you can go online and get a digital version and read it. Or maybe you have the book already.
The book is
wonderful. Chapter 7, I believe.
Yes.
Or you can read it, or you can purchase it and get it, because there's a lot of other great stories. But the main scripture of it too, with foundation, before we go, just to let you know, it pretty much involves Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus talks about a house that's built upon a rock.
That's right.
And he says that if you build your house on the sand, your house is going to fall. But if you build your house on a rock, it's going to stand firm. And that's the only foundation that you need for your life.
Amen.
So remember that you can stand firm when you put the Word of God as your foundation.
Amen.
And it will always bring strength through your life. It'll help you when the winds of life blow. You can turn to Him and realize your foundation is not built upon your own life. It's not built upon the sinking sand, but it's built upon the rock of Jesus Christ and His Word.
Amen. The rock of Jesus Christ and His Word. I love that so much. You know, it just reminds me about how you had that vision. You created that plan. You wrote it out. And, you know, here at JDM, we're visionaries, and we have a visionary conference coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Which is so exciting. It's on the cover of the June magazine.
Right.
And it's just coming up in July. Please make plans to be here at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans. It's such a great time in the presence of God. This year's celebrating 50 years of ministry, so we have some cool stuff planned.
Something, if you've been before, you're going to see some new things.
Yes.
You're going to want to be here in the house. It's going to be so exciting. But another thing that's important, and we didn't plan it this way, it's just that we always put it on this week in July. It actually starts on Jesse's birthday.
It sure does.
So
wow.
We're going to celebrate, we're going to have a great visionary conference, and he'll get to be here for his birthday.
It'll be the best birthday present. Best birthday party. Can you imagine?
Oh,
this
yeah.
is going to be
awesome. We're
going to
celebrate the goodness of God. We're going to celebrate the vision. So if you have a vision, in fact, if you're searching God for ways to get your vision reinforced, to put a firm foundation for the vision that God has placed upon your heart, this is the place to be. So the dates are July the 9th and 10th. That's a Thursday night, a Friday morning, and a Friday night. Be right here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries here in the New Orleans area. You will not be disappointed. You're going to leave stronger. Your faith is going to be built up.
Yes.
And you're going to leave with your vision ignited.
Ooh, I'm excited. I'm ignited already. And this is absolutely free. Everyone is welcome. You can register at jdm.org. Let us know you're coming so we can prepare for you. And I'm excited. It's coming up fast. We got a lot of work to do.
we're going to be ready for you.
We're ready.
It's called the Visionary Conference. But we also, and you don't have to register, but it does help us if you do, so we can kind of plan. But if you're bringing a child, please register that, because I think we have visionary kids.
We do.
That we have during that conference.
We do.
And it's always a place, because it is in the summer. Some people travel, and this is their vacation with their family.
Yes.
So they bring their children. Those kids always get taught the Word of God. They have a good time. They have fun as well. So Visionary Kids is an important part of the conference now.
I'm telling you.
Everybody that comes into the house, everybody's welcome. But we always get charged up, and we have, there's people that develop new relationships. People are coming from all over the world. And I'm expecting great things.
That's right.
I want to see you there.
That's right. What better way to establish a firm foundation in your spiritual life and your family life than bringing the whole family so that your kids can get reignited in their visions because they have things they're believing for.
Amen.
And then they can be taught the Word of God, and you can too. So be here. You do not want to miss it.
That's great. Well, this has been a great study.
I
hope that you've enjoyed it. I have too.
Me too.
I know there's so much more there, but just begin to let the Holy Spirit direct and guide you to show you how your foundation can get reinforced and strengthened and established on a firm foundation, which is God's Word.
Amen. I love it so much. Thank you, Pastor Kathy.
Thank you, Chrissy, for studying with me.
I always love being with you and learning about God's words. And thank you for being with us too. Comment below if this blessed you and share it with a friend.
That's right. And I hope that you'll join me next week for another great, glorious living right here in Studio C. I'll be looking for you. Have a great week.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to JDM.org for more information.